Welcome back to Brass Stacks. This is Sanka Price with you along with Dennis Johnson, and we'll be with you until 2 o'clock. Very sad news of Puerto Rico, of course. We should be mindful that we're living in a zone that is going to be, well, it's being affected on a weekly basis by earthquakes, and to hear what happened in Puerto Rico should be a wake-up call to all of us. Yes, there's not much planning we can do really for an earthquake. When it happens, but, you know, it is so sad to when you hear about anything negative like that. We go back to the phone lines first and foremost. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Hello. You're on the air. Good afternoon. That person was waiting for over an hour to terminate it. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Price.
How are you? I haven't heard this voice in a long time.
Yeah. I'm not too bad, thanks. I must say to you, Dennis Johnson, all the crew there, a very healthy and prosperous New Year.
Thank you very much. Same
to
you.
You're welcome, though. The thing about it, I got to say, wow. I wasn't saying wow. I want to take a little piece out of what Mark Williams said. In that, funny enough, I mentioned yesterday about the National Insurance Building, the fire station, the Sunjet House, that whole area he mentioned about. But what I'm saying well today is because I had a little thinking, I'm not sure if I'm right, that we weren't hearing about this situation 2, 3, 4 years ago.
What situation? What situation is this?
The National Insurance building, the fire station, and all these different things that's going on now. We weren't hearing about that. But in a quick space of time, after hearing of a hotel called Hyatt being built, I'm hearing now of all of this carrying on about taking down the building and oh, Lord. Anyhow. That is life. when I'm saying this, you've just listened to a call to talk about bridges, roads. I'm going to add now hospitals, or hospitals and outlets called these different centers. I'm hearing of so many different things here in this Barbados that needs attention. But you know what? Where's the priority? Where is the priority? Because just the other day we were having a problem in the hospital with the dialysis machines. I don't even know if they're still up and running. All as I speak right now, they're having problems with the operating theaters at the hospital. These are fundamental things that needs to be addressed.
If I may stop you and let's give some guidance here. You tell me what you think the priority should be.
Well, I think the priority should be one, looking at serious health care, one. Mm-hmm. Two, I think it should be a situation I should be having, being exposed to certain information. We should be having good roads. I think it can be done. I haven't discussed certain things. I could understand what's going on because we are living in a situation of tourism. Right? So I can understand that too. But at this point in time, and what's my priority now is joining with you. That I said to Tony Marshall sometime back, and I mentioned it yesterday, of having a comprehensive study done as to how, and having it done, not only studying it, how we are going to improve from the bus terminal right up to the Globe Theater. That whole stretch in front of you. Why are we so afraid to go up in the air? Why can't we have a 6-story or a 10-story set up there? Why can't we have overpass from the old, from the that our minibus terminal to the new bus terminal. Why can't we sit down and have something planned and put in place for improvement? No. What? Yeah, that's a question. I can give you some answers. The same National Insurance Day, I think you went on that yesterday, can be checked properly, reinforced. You can also improve. You can have glass front outlets. There's so many different things you can do with that building and make it into a commercial center. Another thing you can do.
So why wasn't that done over the last 12 years or so when it was shut up?
People were just sitting idly by, which, you know, people do it in the same Barbados. Because why did they attack the bridges and the different things 12 years ago, 5 years ago? We have a lot of people just sit down. They're not thinkers. There is nothing at all. Now, if they want to go ahead, go right ahead. No problem with me. But I'm saying that should be a center in the town, a hub for governmental and commercial business. Create the whole section. Revamp the whole area with it. Now, first thing with the bus stand, as we will call it, lots of people saying it'd be difficult to do. All right? We can revamp that same bus terminal. And I'll tell you what, for a long time, we had the market above. Saga, you are old enough to understand that when that market was in place, it housed about 30 to 40 vendors. You remember?
I remember the bus. Yeah, I remember it very well.
The market?
I remember it very well.
Right. But we cannot clean that area. But it seems that we can't get things done properly. We can't clean that area properly and have 3-4 stories there, have the vendors placed in there, have other type businesses like salons and cafeterias and sit up front snackets. We can't do those things. We like unsightly places. Seems that way to me. So if you ask me what I would like to see done, that is what I would like to see done. I would like to see an enhancement where we are improving to look at 30, 40, 50 years down the road. That's what we like to see then. Mm-hmm. You know, because look at it now. Parks again, as Mark said. We have the Independence Square there for a long time that was there. You remember when it was a car park?
Yeah, very good. Well.
And people would come in and pay to park, so you were making money.
Really?
I can understand that you change it up and you put the Earl Barr statue and all that kind of stuff. Now, Vision, why couldn't you have left it as a car park, making the same money, and go up on the other set, upper level? Huh? Or there's a riverbed, yes. Why not put it on a floating foundation right through?
Sir.
Sir,
you are entitled, of course, to go with on any journey that you want to, any mental journey that you want to with these things. We have Independence Square, and we've had it there for I can't remember how many decades now. We also have a situation where the National Insurance Building has been closed. Certainly, it was closed before 2008. To some degree, and it's been, it really, there's a plan in place now to develop the entire area. You, of course, and anybody else can have your view. I can have mine, and I express mine and my own concerns about what is being done because of what I would like to see done in terms of the market and the bus terminal. But we have to recognize at the same time that somebody has to pay for all this. Or I should say, somebody got to repay the money for all this. All right?
Yeah.
And we would like to think that one of the things that I would like to hear is how much is all this is going to cost.
Thank you.
And I would think that is one of the things the BTII is going to will come out eventually and talk about. is some. I also would like to see the, as I made it quite clear earlier, some sort of illustrations or represent some miniature representation of what is going to happen. We need that as well. But as a Barbadian, I'm just telling you my feelings.
All right.
And I think it's an. I think the whole idea of the park is a very good one. I have no problem with it. My concern goes to how we are going to be dealing with the terminal and the market. I'm one of those people, wherever I travel in the world, I must visit the market of that country. And I find that, you know, in Barbados, we kind of move away from this, from the markets. Everything's the supermarket instead. But I like markets. So that's where my interest is. Your interest may be somewhere else, but I'm not going to go on some mental exercise on what you could have done with Independence Square and whatnot. That gone. That boat done sail long time. Okay?
Right.
So let me just deal with what is and what could be for the future based on what is happening now. All right?
All right. So I got a minute to call it this day now. You say you've traveled, right? And you like to visit markets, right? Good. Going to Puerto Rico. You have Old San Juan. I've traveled to Amsterdam. You have the Netherlands, where the Hague, a miniature of the town. So I'm asking here, historic Barbados, we are taking it away.
We're taking away historic Barbados by doing what?
Removing things like the fire station. I know you will laugh at that.
What is historic about the fire station?
Wait a minute. Oh, come on, Sanka. We have...
I heard Glenn Murray... talk about it as well as one of the first buildings built after the 1950s, after Bradley Adams, and that sort of stuff. I heard all of that.
All right, good, but listen to me. Help me here now. You know they have a lot of old houses that are being preserved? There are a lot of old houses. What do you call the foundation again?
Help me here. National Trust.
Right. Why do the houses then?
No, but in my humble opinion, right, which is to some people is worth nothing. I said in my humble opinion, which to some people is worth nothing. I don't see anything historic about the fire building. I really don't. Yes, because look at the architecture alone. The architecture alone.
Right.
Okay. Puts it in a certain era. It really blends into what we call heritage, real heritage. Okay. And then Gabby was then telling you about some of the other aspects of it, which I wouldn't know about.
But the whole thing about it is that the
architecture alone puts that, sets that building apart. Right.
You know that right now in my sound city, right now you can take up a tablet and go and watch the pyramid, right? That was built 18 years ago. Was that not historic?
Your point is?
The point is that when we're talking about the National Trust and the restoration of these houses, it is for the purpose that for the younger generation that we think would come out and understand where we were. I know where we are and where we want to go. Look, you know, I get problems sometimes with things. You rush to do things. And I remember the dump in St. Andrew. You rush. You get advised, you were told not to, blah, blah, blah. Millions of dollars down on the earth. One garbage truck can't get there yet. Ken, where are the place here? Ken, what? Help me along. Help Ken. Ken, it is. Right. You know what? You just don't rush into things. Study it carefully. I am saying that will make a better say a better, wants to plan and organize a better center for commercial and government business. And bring home most of the small government places where you're paying high rates for to that same location. Call it the hub.
Mm-hmm.
That's my view.
And sir, sir, this is what I will tell you. As much as I understand the point you're making, I would prefer to see a whole IT infrastructure being put in place where I can sit down in my jockey shorts at 10 o'clock at night and pay all my bills and everything I got to do for the government and not have to walk anywhere to do it, not have to leave work to do it. Okay? And that is where this country should be going. That is where the money should be spent.
I agree with you.
Do you realize, sir, right now in the United States, across the United States, malls, massive malls and stores are closing because people are just going online?
Okay,
brick and mortar, but in other words, these buildings, you got to find different uses for them. All right. Yeah. We are a small population. We got too many vehicles on our roads, and we really can't expand the roads anymore. We need to be able, if we want to become more efficient in this country, we need to start looking at what can make us efficient.
I agree with
people
you.
Just sit down and they come with all these sentimental feelings, and that is fine. You're entitled to your feelings. But realistically, man, hold on, I can let you make your point. But realistically, what we should be talking about is how are we going to make this country more efficient so we can get things done as a people. This is about tourists. This is about us as locals. Why should I have to leave this run this studio real fast as soon as I finish at 2 o'clock to go to Bra to pay income tax? Why won't I pay no income tax? I hate paying taxes, period. Okay.
So, therefore, they
should have a portal that I can sit down home, as I said, at 10 o'clock, just like that, and pay it, okay? And pay my bills, all of my bills.
There's an outlet to that right now, Sanka.
Hello? Really?
Right?
And we can go right down the line with every single thing we do. This is where we have to start looking. You know, I find, and this is the thing about this program and the people who call on it, because it's testimony to how a lot of people keep thinking. And I can get cursed for this, and I really don't care, because this is one time I really don't care about the point about some people cussing me for this. There are too many people who are holding on to the past, and the past of inefficiency, of ineffectiveness, of no vision whatsoever. Right, we have to start thinking about what is going to take us and put us ahead of everybody in the Caribbean and make us a world-class country. That is where my head is at. All right, and it's about time. Man, I can give you your time. I run in this, not nobody else. Tell, okay? It is about time that a lot of the people who even call here and be nitpicking at this and nitpicking that start giving us what some real solutions going forward. What are we going to do to take this country forward instead of just seem to be, you know, just pulling down? It is really ridiculous. And, you know, I'm really tired of it. Have a vision. Let's be going someplace. This is 2020, for heaven's sake. This is the third decade, you know, the third decade in this century. And we're going forward. We have got to be looking for, and you said the last point I want to make to you, you talk about waiting for this and waiting for that. I understand that, because one of the criticisms that always come with different governments is that they're in a hurry. They want to do this, they want to do that. And then we come down to the point, they're in a hurry to do this because, you know, they only got 5 years, so they got to get back to the electorate. You know, some of those criticisms are true. But you know what the real issue is? And again, I can get Netflix for this too. Implementation deficit. This is across the board of all governments. The The Frondeur Stuart government was lashed for this. The present government is being lashed for this. And the question I keep asking all the time is really, who is really responsible for this implementation deficit? The policymakers or the public officers or both? They're not doing enough consultation, it seems. Or although the consultation is done, somebody runs off and does something. This whole situation, as far as I am concerned, nobody ain't telling me nothing. But the way I can see it, the way how this whole thing has been rolled out, well, it hasn't even been rolled out. The whole situation with the transformation program hasn't even had a chance to be rolled out properly because somebody at the transport board jumped the gun. Clearly. And all of a sudden, you know, the whole thing blew up in everybody's face. That's one example. But, you know, if we go back, we can go back and look at what's happening with the Bertalizer. We can go back with the road tax. We can go back with a number of things. And you see that things that functionaries should be doing are they're not doing. And to my mind, the real issue that should be dealt with is how efficient we are in our public service. Because clearly people are dropping the ball. They are not doing the consultations that are necessary. They just feel they can just do what they want and not consult the other stakeholders involved. This is what is going on in this country. These are the issues that we should be discussing as far as I'm concerned. All right? Anyhow, let me get off my soapbox and I return to put it back on to you. You go ahead.
You get a lot off your chest.
Well, as I said, I didn't give any introductory remarks at all this morning because Joyanne Hayek had a 10 o'clock meeting. And I literally pulled her from that meeting just to get her to give us an overview of what was happening with this project. Okay? Right. So I didn't give any introductory remarks. But that's part of my introductory remarks because I strongly believe that we have to start answering some serious questions because a lot of people already recognize these questions need to be asked, you know. And some people have been quietly asking it, but nobody want to offend anybody. You don't want to say nothing about the public service because the unions can come down and then got this problem and that problem. But I ain't no politician and I ain't no political position. All right? In fact, I ain't no position. All right? So I can say what I want to say and I doing it now.
The position that I want to say to you now, as a said position, is one, remember, and this is non-political, but remember that you were asking for transparency in the last government to be transparent. Now, if you were asking for it, I think then you should give it. Agree?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Right. So when you say no, there's certain things came up within recent times that people were not aware of, and I don't think they were quite transparent. That is the sanitation trucks. There's a lot of questions about that.
What questions?
I'm sorry?
The only questions about the sanitation trucks are questions that people want to try to joke inside there. But I mean, it's total common sense as far as I'm concerned. It was clearly said, all right? You had a situation where 10 trucks became available and you grabbed them, you know?
They became available? You mean, you didn't know that?
No. The impression I got was, of course, the SSA would be putting out queries, okay? 10 trucks became available. They were made aware of that these trucks were available and they grabbed them. But, sir, just hold a quick second. Do not go away. I have to Dennis is giving me permission to continue for a little while. All right. Right. And that is what happened.
Right.
And that is not, that is, and okay, that is one. But okay, when we were able, the first couple of shipments, some shipments I know of oil that came to Barbados, a number of them were bought when they were at sea. And these things happen. All right. Where the ship is going to be offloading X amount of tons or gallons of crude at X place, and they're going to have the remainder in there, and you can buy the rest in there, they'll come here and offload it. These are things that happen. So we were fortunate in that way. So that those 10 trucks would not have the specs. But the ones that have the specs, They're coming, sure. They come in bit by bit, but you see, they take longer because they have all the specs. So we go here, but there should be procurement, this and procurement. I mean, look, if I was wearing a political hat, right, I would make the same point too. So I understand the point being made. It's a good political point. But when in the whole scheme of things, it's a non-point, as far as I'm concerned. But that's just my humble opinion, which is worth nothing to some people.
Why I say that is that the trucks, you can imagine that they came in, but people that should have been involved in the ordering, because these same trucks coming in, the superintendent, the SSA maintenance facilities came and hold the trucks. So they've got to repair, they got to go back to a private
But that's the whole point. You need trucks, okay? You managed to get some, all right? When you recognize, and this is where I come back to, you know, with dealing with the functionaries, when it was recognized that they were able to achieve this, they should then be looking around at their facilities and saying, okay, look, these things coming. We didn't really plan for them. This thing dropping, we lap. Hallelujah, because we need them to deal with the work, but we also need some place to put them. So we got to start doing some work to do that. That is what the functionaries do, okay? That should have been done. So when people like yourself and me and others raise those points, people get vexed. But these are the sort of critical issues I keep talking about that continue to happen, where, in my view, the functionaries, the public officers, are dropping the ball, all right? They are dropping the ball. And I'm not talking about the average little clerks and those. I'm talking about some of the senior people who should be doing this. But they may tell you, but you know, we have discussed this with the minister, and we discussed this and we discussed that, and we can't get an agreement on this. And fine, but these are the sort of issues that we should be discussing, because it is embarrassing that an educated people that we are, we keep making the same mistakes all the time. All the time. Or you don't think, you don't realize that we're making the same mistakes? Look at what's happening in the Ministry of Education right now. You want to start this open EMIS thing. You want to widen it. You sent a circular on December 5th telling the people this has to happen. And then you find out there are not enough laptops, there ain't enough tablets. Some places, some schools don't even have Wi-Fi. You know, really? Why are these things happening? Why are these things continuing to happen? The functionaries. It is one thing for the policymakers to say this has got to happen. It is the functionaries going to make it happen? And if it can't happen, their role is to say it can't happen and give another time for it to happen. We got breathalyzer, same foolishness. Okay, policymakers sit down. They made a decision. Change the legislation to make it happen. This is the date. Nobody still don't know nothing about breathalyzer. Why? These are the sort of things that the issues that we should be looking at, okay? And asking the critical questions. Why? Because there's a level of consistency in all these issues, you know. You with me? Hello?
Yeah, hello, yeah.
Yeah, man, right. There's a level of consistency with all these issues. And we can go further back. I mean, look at the whole thing. Look, I will just continue so much on this. It is really frustrating, but don't go away. Let me take a commercial break and I'll get you, you'll get the last word in. Welcome back. Are you still there, sir?
Yes.
You have the last word.
Last word. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask you a question, and I want you to give me an honest answer on it.
Depends on if it's not personal.
No, mm-hmm. Not at all. Would you prefer, I understand the situation with the national park. You talk about beautification, fine. But we're looking now at this clear area, in that there's not acreage, because we have Queen's Park on the above side that is not well used as far as I'm concerned, because it can be, Queen's Park can be beautified and you can then do a lot of different things there. But you're thinking in terms of a national park, then to put the Clement Payne statue and that kind of stuff, fine.
The statue is there already, sir.
Sorry?
The statue is there already.
Okay. Would you prefer that setting, or would you prefer a miniature Dubai?
I don't understand the question.
You don't understand?
A miniature Dubai?
Yeah.
What is a miniature Dubai?
All right. Go on the tablet and look at Dubai, the development. Right? Go and see where the...
Yeah, but you're asking a question. I will leave that there.
You understand me very well.
You can't tell me what you understand, because I don't understand what you're asking me.
You know, there are times that you can tell an individual what they understand because of their intellect and how you perceive them. And you are a very intelligent person.
If you say so. But as I said, in this particular case, I really don't get where you're coming from. But anyhow, it was nice chatting with you, and I hope to hear you some other time. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bryson. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy New Year to you, because this is the first time for the year I'm hearing your voice talking to me.
Sorry about that. Now, Mr. Bryce, is what made me call. I heard a gentleman, I'm not sure it was Mark, I say, that with the regards to the beautification part, that a fire station should not be in the park. The fire service will be in just about 2 minutes walk from where it is right now.
He didn't say two minutes walk. He said 2 minutes.
Two minutes or something. But anyhow, I put that down to 2 minutes then. Because they can't get there if you're driving in 2 minutes anyway. And if it's going to be 2 minutes, why not leave it where it is and put the car park? Because we got a knock down building to make this car park. So why knock down the fire service to erect another fire service 2 minutes away when we can put the park over there? Now, the thing about it is priorities, and we're talking about revenue. There's some, every house, okay, every ministry is allotted its amount of money. But every housewife is like running a ministry, a government.
Everybody has a budget. That's basically what you're saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They start the other and the third. And you plan when you get paid month end, you're going to give yourself a new pair of shoes. Don't let the children hear you. Because the teacher is going to send home something telling you something for one of these children, or one will decide to get sick. So there goes something that's wrong. So what I'm saying now, we have too many priorities. Sanko, we need a place to house those people who do not qualify for the mental and do not qualify for DODS. We need a place to put these people. They are not mad. And they are not criminals, but they go up there and they come back down, having learned a lot of things that they didn't know about before. So you can understand why I am not, it's not a political something, but the thing about it is, this is just how I am seeing it. We have people in the hospital, all people in the hospital, that they have to send home. They're sick. We know they're not going to make it. Years ago, these people were kept and get what we were now thinking about introducing, palliative care. So we called it at the time tender loving care. Now, these people have to be sent home because of a bed situation. Where are we going to? Where are we sending them? Home to a house where there is no one who is willing or able to look after you. So you're not given a proper diet. You don't get anything that you need for your last days. And you suffer. We need either, you can call them hostels, or we can call them district hospitals, whatever we mean. But we have too many priorities right now to be thinking about a park that is not an emergency of beautification right now. I was going up Broad Street sometime around the Christmas time. And in the middle of Broad Street, which would be like the corner of Broad Street and Prince William Henry Street going left, and at the corner of the sidewalk there, there's grass growing in the sidewalk. And any road you take from the harbor, whether it's Princess Alice Highway, Fontibel, Roebuck Street, wherever, it's unsightly. The amount of unsightly buildings, if it's not the government's land, but the things are unsightly, and this is where our tourists have to pass before they come in. So they're not only coming here to see sand, beach, and go down at a ramshaw. These are the things that they're seeing. I can still remember, after having gone to the Holland moons ago, what a beautiful place up there is. You understand where I'm coming from? And there's nothing beautiful about Brichon. But we, in the meantime, leave out the park for the time being and spend the money where the emergency is. Do something that we can get some of these young people, boys off the block, where they can find some employment. They might find some employment when the buildings are going up. But how long will this thing last?
All right, thank you for your presentation. The only thing that I would respond to you with is that there was an initiative some years ago, and it has been continuing for some time, where those elderly people can go into private nursing homes for care that are monitored by the Ministry of Health. And that initiative, under that initiative, the government would be paying those private nursing homes. I can't remember what it's called now, but that has been going on from the 90s. Because I remember at the time Liz Thompson was minister when it started. I remember that part. And that has worked to some extent. In terms of priorities, who decides what is a priority? Your priorities aren't mine. That is the reality of life. But I understand the point you're making, and you're entitled to your point. Move on to the next call. Good afternoon. You're on the air.